This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, yesterday we began a new message from 2 Timothy 2. This is a series called Final Words. They are the final words of the Apostle Paul before his execution in the city of Rome. He talks to Timothy this week about correctly handling the truth of God's Word and presupposes the idea that God's Word is true. I hope you do believe it's true as I do. We talk about that all this week on Cross Hope. God bless you as you listen. Some of you listen to Alistair Begg, who's a Scottish preacher who preaches in Cleveland. Been there for years. Just this week, I heard Alistair Begg say, if there was ever a time in our history where churches need to preach the Word of God systematically and just go through the Bible and teach it, he said, it's now. So we got a generation of young people who are biblically ignorant. We've got adults who are biblically ignorant. They couldn't quote a scripture if they tried. They couldn't remember a thought from the Word of God if they tried, because that's where the power is. Doesn't it make sense that if the Bible is the Word of God and it's the inspired Word of God, that Satan would do everything he could in our culture through the media, through movies, through video games, through everything, to keep you from reading the Word of God? I believe that with all my heart. That's what Satan wants to do. If the Word of God has life on its own, which I believe, and it has power on its own, it's the inspired Word of God, it makes sense to me that Satan is going to do everything he can with your son or daughter to keep them from reading the Word. Satan's going to do everything he can to keep your husband from reading the Word of God, to keep your wife from reading the Word of God, to keep anybody in your family, because he knows. That's where the power is. Let's look at the first verse I read, verse 14. Keep reminding them of these things, Timothy. Warn them before God against quarreling about words. It's no value. It only ruins those who listen. So much of ministry is reminding people of what they already know. Isn't that what parenting is? You're a parent, constantly reminding. You already know this, but here's what you need to do. I'm reminding you of this. Remember, there's a problem with this. If you see that person, you go out with him, there could be this problem. And we're constantly reminding people of what they already know, but that's what life is all about. Timothy, remind people that God loves them. Remind people of where forgiveness comes from. Remind people of where the hope is. Remind people of where truth is. It's in the Lord. The key verse is the one I want to spend most time on, is verse 15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. Paul was telling a young minister named Timothy, Timothy, you got something powerful in your hands. You got something significant and meaningful in your hands. It's called the Word of God. And Timothy, it's your responsibility to correctly handle the Word of truth. We live in a culture today, believe it or not, where churches express suspicion about the Bible. And I've heard ministers, I've heard them on the internet, sermon, I'm not sure if I believe this verse. You know, I'm not sure this was the intent of the passage. I'm not sure this. And we spend time discounting and even dismissing the Bible instead of holding it up and say, this is truth. We've got a nation of people who cast suspicion on the Word of God, and we need men and women who hold it up and say, this is truth. In a world that says there is no truth, there is no certainty, there is no meaning, it's the one place I know of in the world the church can say, here's truth. It's ultimately in a person, Jesus Christ, but it's ultimately also in his word. You see, the Bible's about law, but it's also about the gospel.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.